People once believed that when someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes, something so bad happens that a terrible sadness is carried with it, and the soul can't rest. Then, sometimes, just sometimes, the crow can bring that soul back to put the wrong things right. James O'Barr. Welcome to Books on Air, the podcast that you don't want to miss. You're about to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes with authors. You'll find out their secret recipe for creating a book. You'll also find out where they get their ideas, and you get the inside scoop on their next project. Want to know more? Great. We'll tell you where to find them on social media. Are you ready? Okay, let's meet the author. Joining me today is Santina D'Angelo Lopi. She's here to talk about her new horror mystery novel, Hallows Creek Road. Santina has a background in business and finance. Currently, she's a registered massage therapist, and she owns her own business. Hallows Creek Road is her second book, and there are more on the way. Santina, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, it's such a pleasure to have you. I'm so interested in people's background. I know that you started writing poetry and short stories when you were a child. How young were you when you started writing?
Oh, my goodness. I started writing poetry and short stories. It had to have been in grade school. I remember when we'd go into writing class, I was the only one that my pencil was just flowing a mile a minute. I couldn't get enough out. I'd use the entire class just to write and write and write. I just loved it. I enjoyed it.
Was there somebody in your background? Was there a relative or was there some event that inspired you to write? Or was it like the pencil was magic and it just connected to your brain and you could just write and write and write?
Well, actually, my mother used to write poetry. She was quite gifted in many talents, but poetry was certainly one of them.
You know, I often find that that's true, that it's not hereditary exactly, but many people will talk to me about a relative, and often it's a mother or a father or someone close that writes, and they've heard the writing from that older adult, and it influenced them in some way to start writing. Now, I know that your first book was called Shadowcaster, and that it was a memoir, so it was nonfiction. Why the shift to horror mystery?
Well, I've always loved the genre of horror. It's my absolute favorite to read, and even movies. I always love to watch horror movies as well. Writing this book was super fun. I feel like everybody's had that, you know, spine tingling, bump in the night type of experience.
Right.
And so most cases it turns out to be, you know, the cat or the dog or what have you. But sometimes there is experiences that make our spines tingle. And it's like, what was that? So I just feel like that's fun. And writing this book, it was really fun. You could let your imagination take over and just create scenarios and scenes and, you know, keep the reader guessing, you know.
Well,
I don't know. It's not until the very end that you really know, you know, what's exactly happening. Is it paranormal happening? Is the unknown entity of paranormal form? Is it of human form? The entire book, you're guessing. You really don't know till the very end.
Well, now, you and I were talking before we started recording, and you said that you've had some, quote, paranormal events happen in your life. Was that something that inspired the book itself?
Absolutely. When I was a kid, I used to see ghosts all the time. It frightened me at first, but after a while, you just kind of get used to it. So writing about these types of things aren't really unusual or taboo to me. I've certainly had lots of brushes with the spirit world, and I think that certainly helped in creating the stories and the scenarios that I wrote about in this fiction novel.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I'm sitting here getting chills just talking to you. You know, horror and mystery. I love mystery. Horror freaks me out. And I think part of it is the unknown and the idea that there is something beyond that we really don't understand and that we can't put our finger on and that is not easily explainable. It's not a branch that fell off a tree. There seems to be no reason that you heard that noise. I mean, that kind of idea, and your book immediately reached out, grabbed me by the lapels, and pulled me right in. You did such a great job with that first few paragraphs. Thank you for being such an excellent writer.
Well, thank you. That was certainly my intention. I know a lot of people personally who say, you know, you really have to have a really good book. It has to hold my attention. And I aimed to target those readers. I wanted to write a book. I wanted to write a story that just keeps reeling you in. And, like, you can't put it down because you need to know what happens next. Like, it grabs your attention and you're on the edge of your seat all the time. So I personally enjoy books like that. So I wanted to write for people that were like I am and really need to hold their attention.
Well, the quote that I used at the beginning of the podcast was a quote that I found at the very beginning of the book. And the minute I read it, I thought, oh, I've got to use this as a teaser because, first of all, we're getting close to Halloween. It pulls me right in and it set the stage for the novel. So we've given them the quote to set the stage. Now let's give them a little bit of an overview of some of the events that happen, just enough so that we can sort of tease them.
Well, there is a lot of scenarios with crows. I've kind of always had a bit of a fascination with crows. When I was younger, I had a lady read my cards. She was a native spirit card reader. And she told me I have a crow spirit. So it's kind of stuck with me over the years. And the more I learned about crows, I just became fascinated with them. I know that they're said to be spirit messengers, and there's lots of omens that are carried with crows, and they like shiny things, and I like shiny things.
We have a murder of crows that live here with us,
yes.
So I have that same kind of feeling about crows. How funny. And there are crows in your... Go ahead.
The corvid species is fascinating. I mean, if you don't know about crows, you have to read about them.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much to them.
When you write, are you an outliner or are you a, quote, pantser? Do you sit down and have the book outlined to the nth degree and know exactly what's going to happen when? Or do you sit down with a pad or the computer and the action starts in your head and you begin to sort of record the action as it happens? How does your writing process work?
Oh, I have absolutely nothing planned. I just start writing and I just create almost like a movie scene in my head, and I just do my best to execute that on the paper.
You know, that usually writers will fall into either one side or the other, or they're sort of a mixture of the two. And I've written a little fiction myself, and I'm similar. I sit down and it's like a movie. The action just starts to unfold and unroll in my head. And at night, I would discover when I was writing the book, early in the morning, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I would have some vivid dream that would involve something that was going on with either one of the characters or some piece of action with the characters. And I would have to, if I did not get up when I woke up at the conclusion of the dream, I didn't remember it the next morning. So I would have to either get up and go to another room or have a pad right there beside the bed and just quickly scribble down whatever happened. Does that happen with you as well?
Oh, I have similar. I am so similar to that. I would actually, maybe not necessarily in dream state, but I could wake up in the middle of the night, you know, to get a glass of water or whatever, and I would think, I would think of things. This would be a perfect opportunity. This would be a great, you know, scene, or in my head it's scene, or part of the book, and I'll have to write it. And it doesn't matter if it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I have to get it out. I just have to, because if I go to sleep, I might forget.
Exactly. It goes away. It evaporates. It's the strangest thing. It's that creative process, that sort of undefinable thing that happens in the brain. This book really talks about a young couple who have moved into rural Nova Scotia. You just happen to live in rural Nova Scotia. You just happen to have moved into a house that's outside in the country. This sounds vaguely familiar. Does this have anything to do with what's happened to you since you've moved into your new house?
It's funny, because people locally who do read my book, I'll even get stopped in the grocery store by, you know, just acquaintances, and they'll say, did this really happen? Is this a true story? Because so many things in the book are based on my true life. You know, I do have a husband named Jeff. I do have 2 dogs named Princess and Spotty. I did move into rural Nova Scotia. I do have some strange neighbors.
Wow.
So
I love it.
So many parts of this book are based on facts from my life. People stop me all the time and say, is this a true story? But no, the scenarios and scenes in the book that I did write about did not actually happen.
It was,
thankfully.
And I'm using air quotes here. It was inspired by actual events, right?
Mm. Yes, it was inspired, because almost everything in it is true.
Wow. Wow. Well,
not enough that I could put it under true story, though.
Wow. Well, we have teased our listeners with the book. Now, let's tell them where it's available. I always talk about Amazon, because Amazon is, of course, the big bookseller. So many people go to the Amazon website to find books. Yours is available easily on Amazon. And let me give the specific title and do some spelling so that people will know exactly what they're looking for. The name of the book is Hollows, just like Halloween, H-A-L-L-O-W. Apostrophe S, Hollows Creek Road by Santina, Santina, D'Angelo, D-ANGELO - Lopie, LOPPIE. If you put that in the search feature at the top of the Amazon website, put it under books, click on it, the book comes right up. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's always, on books that have excerpts, there's always the words, Look Inside. If you click on Look Inside, it brings up the book. And I will tell you that I read the excerpt that's right there on Amazon. And when the excerpt stopped, I thought, what? Wait, what's next? What's going to happen? So I would encourage our listeners to go to Amazon and read that excerpt. Now, the book is available on Kindle. Is it available in hardback?
It is.
So they could either get Kindle, hardback. Have you done an audio book with it, Santina?
I don't have an audio book for it yet, but that's in the works.
Excellent. Now, you're doing Facebook. You've got an author page on Facebook. Let's tell our listeners how they can find you on Facebook.
So on Facebook, as you mentioned, it's an author page, and it's just self-titled. So it's Santina D'Angelo Lopi, author. And you can just pop that in, and I should come up. I have a video, a tease video on there as well.
I really liked the video. I watched it. And you told me that you produced this video on your own. You did a great job.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It was almost as much fun making the video as it was writing the book.
I love it. Now, I always like to give an author sort of the last word about their book. This book is, as you said earlier, a spine tingler and a chill bump producer. It's action-packed with all kinds of things that go bump in the night. When the reader finishes, when they read that last page and close the cover, either literally or electronically, for the last time, do you just want them to feel like they've been truly and scared and entertained and can't put the book down? Or is there something else that you want them to take away?
Absolutely, no. I hope that after, you know, when they finish that last page, I hope it's almost in a way head-turning and they're like, wow, that was a great story. You know, it gave them a little escape from their day-to-day life. Almost the same as when you sit down and watch a movie. It's a little hour or two-hour escape. That's what I hope my book is for people. It's a little escape for them.
I think that is an absolute perfect thing to say. With everything that's going on, everyone is looking for that escape. And Hollows Creek Road is a terrific way to sit down and be a little bit scared, but at the same time be able to escape. You write so well, and your prose is so beautifully put together. We're right there with your heroine in Hollows Creek Road, and we're worried about what's going to happen to her and the two dogs and Jeff, her husband. So thank you so much for writing the book and for being with us today on Books on Air. It's been such a pleasure, Santina.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a lot of fun.
You can find Santina D'Angelo Lopi's book, Hollows Creek Road, on Amazon. Don't forget, you've been listening to the Books on Air podcast, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. You can also hear this podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris. I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air podcast, because remember, you never know who's going to be here. Thank you so much for listening.